Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
A series of ice cream products have been recalled over undeclared allergens as customers were warned about the risk of serious or life-threatening reactions. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration shared the announcement from Belgian, I guess it's Belgian, maybe it's Belgian, B-E-L-G-I-A-N, Yummies of Fort Myers, Florida. Be careful. The company said that its 4-ounce packages of ice cream sandwiches and 5-liter containers and 4.75-liter pans of gelato have been recalled after discovering the product was distributed in packaging that did not show the presence of wheat, soy, egg, coconut, and or peanuts, and FD&C yellow number 5. Don't get me started on FD&C yellow number 5. So the problem was caused by outdated labels, and we're sorry. And we, as soon as we discovered the issue, we stopped immediately. We corrected the problem and we've updated the ingredient list. So sorry about that. And we just, you know, be careful, because if you have allergies to wheat, soy, egg, coconut, and or peanuts, or have sensitivity to FD&C yellow number 5, you run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if you were to consume these products. If you have allergies to wheat, soy, egg, coconut, and or peanuts, or have a sensitivity to FD&C yellow number 5, are you eating ice cream? Look, it doesn't say that. I guess I can have this. I don't know. It just seems a little much. But, you know, okay. I get it. Now, so far, we're very fortunate. According to the FDA, they have not received any reports of illness in relation to the ice cream and the date did ice cream that's been recalled. So I've got quite a few products that were impacted. The Belgian yummy sandwiches, different flavors. The Sofra sandwiches, different flavors. The Ria sandwiches. The Belgian yummies gelato. The Belgian yummies gelato. Oh, that's the strawberry flavor. The birthday cake. And the there's another gelato too. If you have an allergy, I get it. So it wasn't on the container. I ate it. I got sick, but no one did. So that's why we should be thankful. Don't forget, we had other ice cream recalls at the end of last month as well, where products may have salmonella. And those products may have been distributed in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, Michigan, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. Wow. The company Tropical Foods, based in Modesto, recalled 5,224 units of their Helados Mexico Mini Cream Variety Pack. I can go on record as saying I don't believe that I have ever purchased a Helados Mexico Mini Cream Variety Pack, but tests were carried out on the mango bars, and they had salmonella. So if you had that and you have fever, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, stomach cramps, you may have salmonella poisoning. So, you know, you want to contact someone. Although the FDA said they had received no reports of infections related to those recalled products either. So be careful out there when you're eating, because no one wants to deal with the side effects of FD&C yellow number 5. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. I love this story. This guy's just trying to, you know, enhance his career. A modern art museum in Germany has fired one of its employees after the facility said that they had added a personal touch to an exhibit, their own art. According to the report, the self-proclaimed freelance artist, a 51-year-old man who worked in technical service at the museum. So he was a janitor and holds more than 20,000 pieces, including works by Pablo Picasso and Salvador Dali. And so he's, and for a short time, the employee. That's awesome. So he hung up a painting, by 2x4, 2 feet by 4 feet painting. And they're not even sure how long the painting was up. But someone from the museum was like, hey, whose painting is that? And so he said, yeah, it's mine. I hung it up there. I'm hoping somebody notices it and sells it. I get noticed for my art. So as a result, he has been banned from the museum until further notice. And his employment has been terminated. And so police are now investigating because he had drilled two holes into an empty hallway. So it wasn't an empty hallway. It wasn't even in a huge, it was like a hallway going into a showing. Police are investigating the offense of property damage. Let's calm down a little bit. I think that's a genius move. That's one way to get your art hung up. But it didn't work out that way because as soon as they noticed, hey, isn't that, and they don't list his name in the story, isn't that Heinrich's painting hanging in hallway number two? Yeah, tear that down and he's fired and having him arrested for drilling holes in the hallway too. And they did. I don't know why they didn't name him. They were probably in cahoots with the museum. He should have got his name in the story, so at least we knew who he was, so we could at least try to hawk some of his art. But no, that is not the case. How dare you? How dare you hang your lowly janitor picture up in a hallway that's taking us down to, I didn't even say what show it was on, so it probably was, you know, Pablo or Salvador. If you have not heard the name Dexter Reed yet, you will. He was shot by Chicago police 96 times. Well, he wasn't shot 96 times. 96 shots were fired in a traffic stop where Dexter Reed was the victim. And it's going to be a big show over the death of Dexter Reed. And there are so many things to it. Now, if you haven't seen, Dexter Reed's mother, of course, has gone in front of the media several times, and this is, I think, her first time in front of the media, but it's certainly one of the first times.
He had just bought his new car 3 days before that, and he was just riding around in his car. He said, Mom, going for a ride. And they killed him.
And then she leans back and passes out. Okay, so a couple things on that. They released some dash cam footage of the traffic stop. Man, I have some issues with this whole thing. They claim, and as she said, Mom said, he just bought his new car 3 days ago. Now, that could be true. And he could have purchased the car with the dents on the driver's side of the automobile already on them. That is very possible. But, you know, I don't know that that's actually true. There were five police officers that surround his car. And they claim that, and it escalated fast. They claimed that he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, so they pulled him over. Huh. Okay. So, I mean, the windows are pretty dark on this tinted car. And when they come up to the vehicle, they tell him to roll down the window. Now, their officers are identifying themselves, but there are five officers, and they're tactical officers, and they've got vests on. It's pretty, I mean, if you were driving, you would be a little, whoa, what the heck is going on? Now, I look, he's not new to crime. He was out on pretrial release from being charged in 2023 with three counts of aggravated unlawful use of a weapon and one count of possession of a firearm with a revoked FOID card. He had appeared in court in person days before the shooting and was scheduled for his next hearing sometime this month. And if you're not familiar, the FOID card is the firearms owner's identification. Okay, so I mean, that doesn't doesn't mean he needed to be killed, and it certainly doesn't mean that the police officers had to shoot 96 times. But you watch the dash cam video, and they make him roll down the window, and then he rolls it down, then he starts to roll it back up, and another officer comes over on the other side and puts his gun toward the windshield, and then he starts rolling the window back up again, and the doors are locked. They're trying to get him out of the car. And so then it appears as though he fires first at the police officers. That was a fatal mistake. One officer was shot in the wrist during the gunfire and was hospitalized in good condition. Now, then the officers unloaded on the vehicle and Dexter Reed, 96 bullets, and he did not survive. No one is going to survive that. Maybe John Wick, but that's it. And guess what? John Wick isn't real. So it's just an incredible story. It's going to go on and on and on. And, you know, the parent's side, of course, is a lovely son. And all the stories are going to be about what a wonderful kid he was and all the things that he wanted to do in his life. I was reading one story where it talked about he wanted to be a sports broadcaster. After helping lead Westinghouse College Prep High School team to a regional championship in 2016. So he wanted to be a sports broadcaster, but it's been 8 years. And he aspired to other things as well. And look, that doesn't mean he deserved to die, but you're going to hear all kinds of things. He loved playing basketball. He enjoyed healthy eating and cooking for his family. Did he really? Okay. But that doesn't justify his killing in any shape, matter, or form. And we were going to hear both sides of this story. And, I mean, you have to follow directions. We've gone over it 1,000 times. When the police tell you to do something, do it. But I will say, watching the body cam footage, one would be really nervous if something like that were to happen to one. And so I'm not saying I would shoot at police, because I would not. But it would be very scary, and it would be difficult to maybe follow all the directions. I don't know. It's just such a... You'll hear his name, Dexter Reed. And you'll see the video, and you'll hear the testimony. And just know that he was pulled over. They're claiming for a seatbelt violation. I don't know that that's actually true. I feel like he was pulled over for something else. But he was already being charged with 3 counts of aggravated unlawful use of a weapon and 1 count of possession of a firearm with a, well, it's just added on with the revoked firearms owner identification card. So just remember that as we go into the woods with Dexter Reed and the story of his shooting. And how many shots are too much? I don't know. How many shots are too many? I don't know. He fired first, and the police have a right to retaliate, and for sure are going to retaliate. And so whether it was 4 shots or 96 shots, they have to feel safe. I get it. I got it. And is it deep into the woods or deep into the weeds? Not really sure. Anyway, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So those of you that thought the Prime Video show Fallout was supposed to debut today, if you're listening live, today is the 12th of April, 2024, you know, like it was advertised, think again, because they dropped it early, and they dropped all 8 episodes. I wish they'd do that to every show. Why don't we get back to that, please? I'm okay with you not dropping every show early, but how about you drop it on time and all the episodes? But is that too much to ask? Yes, Jeff, it is. Oh, okay. So we saw the ad during the NCAA Men's College Basketball Championship game. And then, Walter Goggins, who plays the irradiated survivor known as the Ghoul, invited fans to watch the series early on a video posted that he posted on social media. So Fallout is out. So if you want to catch it, you go ahead. The gamers love it. My son loves the game Fallout and is really excited over the show. All the promos I've seen for it, it looks really, really good. So I'll probably, you know, have to do a little bit of watching of Fallout this weekend, since every episode is available. Oh my gosh, Mother's Day is a month away. I said earlier, if you're listening live today, it is the 12th of April, 2024. Mother's Day, May 12th, 1 month away. Wow. And well, that means, holy cow, tomorrow, that means if you do the calendar, that means tomorrow is April 13th. Remind me, I'll tell you about why that day is important. But first, I want to tell you about an opportunity to make your mother happy. You ever noticed, I mean, make yourself happy as well. Ever notice how when you ask moms what they want for Mother's Day, many of them just ask for a day of peace and quiet? Yeah, it's this family. Good luck. Well, maybe you can't help mom run away from all the responsibilities, but at least you can help her tune them out with a brand new pair of Raycon earbuds. Raycon everyday earbuds are the perfect way to tune out all the noise around you and tune in to something great, whatever you want. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands that you know and love. Well, you know them. You shouldn't love them. Raycons, you should love. At a price, you're going to love even more. Check out tens of thousands of five-star reviews. I mean, I use my Raycons every day, and I have the Raycon work pair, and I have just a regular Raycon pluggers, and I don't know which one I like better, but I know my family, every time I get a new set, I say, well, I need a new pair of headphones. I need a new pair of Raycons. And so I get them. And pretty soon, everybody is ordering another pair. So, I mean, that's the way it works. So when you order mom a pair, order yourself a pair too, because you're going to want them. 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life. Raycons are definitely up to the task of helping your mom be able to tune you, I mean, not you, but the rest of the family out. 3 customizable sound profiles, noise isolation, awareness mode. You get the tips for a custom fit. Your mom will be able to just put the right tip on the Raycon, and it'll slide in their ear, and they will not fall out. Just, it's amazing. And if all your siblings got mom the same gift, Raycon offers easy 30-day returns just in case, or you just keep them. that's a plan too. So you decide which one of you gets to be the one without Raycons, and the rest of you can take home your own Raycon if you were all to get mom, you know, her own Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/Jeffy. Buyraycon.com/Jeffy. Go there today. Get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping. Buyraycon.com/Jeffy. Buyraycon.com/Jeffy. You're going to get 20% off your total order and free shipping. Buyraycon.com. Okay. Now I want to tell you why this tomorrow is such an important day. Well, it is important. And I'm joking, but it is important. Okay. April 13th. It's my wedding anniversary to this wife. So, you know, happy anniversary, Amber. I love you. I've been married to her, I don't know, this makes it 22 years, I'm told. And it just feels like one. It feels just like yesterday that we were married, and man, yeah, it feels like yesterday. Happy anniversary. Love you. So I love the show Reacher on Prime Video, okay, with Alan Ritchson. He's awesome. The show's been great. We've got a couple seasons in. It's been a lot of fun. And he's also in a new movie, so he's out hawking his new movie titled The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which shows him, you know, annihilating Nazis, I guess, with fists and feet and bows and arrow. Anyway, he gets in this interview with the Hollywood Reporter, and he talks about all his tats and where he got all his tats. He started getting a lot of the tats after Prime, after Reacher on Prime. And he talks about being happy and sad and, you know, somebody who lives with bipolar and ADHD on a daily basis. Being bipolar has wreaked havoc on my life many, many times. I would wish it away if I could, but it's so much a part of who I am now that I should celebrate it a little, or at least accept it. And then he goes on to say he's a devout Christian, and he wants, you know, he eviscerates the religion's hypocrisy. He swears that and admits of past drug use, and I'm sure he does. I mean, that's, you know, if you're dealing with all of that, you're self-medicating, trying to take care of yourself. No question about that. However, then he decides, you know what? I haven't said enough to beat up Donald Trump in a while. In fact, ever. So I'm just going to crush and beat up Donald Trump. I don't understand, why would you do that? More than half your audience are Trump fans and Christians. Huh. So he goes on to say, Christians today have become the most vitriolic tribe. It is so anti-ethical to do what Jesus was calling us to do, and calling us to be and to do. It also upset him that some Christians have so closely aligned with former President Donald Trump. Trump is a racist and a con man, and yet the entire Christian church seems to treat him like he's their poster child, and it's unreal. I don't understand it. Huh. According to him, his mother remains staunchly Catholic, but he beats up on the church too. And I don't necessarily blame him there, but he's still upset with, you know, the cardinals and bishops and priests being passed around with known pedophile tendencies. But I thought we were past that with the church. Maybe not. But I, you know, I just, why would you beat up Christians and Donald Trump in an interview? You didn't have to go there. You didn't have to go there. He just, it's this deep dive interview, and is talking about his life and how everything, how he's handled everything, and how success and being unsuccessful and losing work. And, you know, I'm happy that I'm a big star now. But you know what? I don't want to get out of this interview without saying how bad Donald Trump is. I just don't understand it. I don't understand the thinking. He certainly didn't say, you know, Donald Trump is terrible. I can't believe they consider him a Christian. He's a con man and a rapist. And he didn't say, and how about that Joe Biden too? He's a douchebag too, huh? No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that at all. So I don't know. Why, Alan? That's all I want to know. Because I need them to love me in Hollywood, Jeff. Do ya? Who died today? Who died today? Taro Akebono, the Hawaiian-born wrestler, sumo wrestler, legend, dead at the age of 54. A towering figure of the sport, both literally and figuratively. A 6'8" giant, 462 pounds. That's a big man. You can quote me on that. That's a big man. Born Chad Rowan in 1969, grew up in Honolulu before moving to Japan in 1988 to pursue his wrestling career. Within 6 years, he would become Japan's 64th Yokozuna, or Grand Champion of the Sumo Council. So rest in peace, Taro Akebono, the sumo legend. He died of heart failure, by the way. Huh. Now, I know he's 6'8", 462 pounds, so it's definitely possible at 54 that, you know, his heart gave out. He's a big man, and he's, you know, wrestling and everything, sumo wrestling. It is interesting that he passed away now, though, and I'm sure it wasn't that. It was heart failure, because if it was that, they would have said something. So rest in peace. Taro Akebono, dead at the age of 54. Then we have DJ Mr. C, longtime radio staple who worked with Biggie and Big Daddy Kane in New York. Big time radio personality, became a staple in hip hop, worked with all of them. He was working at Hot 97 for years, too. That's where he became famous. He was now working at 94.7 The Block. very sad. DJ Mr. C, dead at the age of 57. No cause of death given. So it could be that, because if it was that, they would have said something. Then we have Channel 4 in England. It's a show called Steph's Packed Lunch. And I'm sure, man, I mean, you can't drag me away from Steph's Packed Lunch. But their star, Dale Bowes, is dead at the age of 28. Rest in peace. Now, he's been a lunch mate. He's been on the show forever. And Dale has been dealing with incurable synovial sarcoma of the left lung since 2021. Huh. What has been going on in 2021? I don't know, but he had to deal with the incurable synovial sarcoma. No, nobody want that. And he had undergone surgery and chemotherapy, and he was trying to work his way through it. He was still working on the show, but he did not make it. Very sad. So Dale Bowes dies at the age of 28. Rest in peace. Then we have, well, she's not dead, but she was sentenced to death yesterday. The real estate tycoon Trayong Melon from Vietnam. She was found guilty of siphoning $12.5 billion from Saigon Joint Stock Commercial Bank. It's the largest fraud case in Vietnam's history and comes amid a government-led crackdown on corruption. So Lan is the 68-year-old chairwoman of Van Tin Phat Holdings Group, the real estate firm tied to high-end properties. From 2011 to 2022, Land used shell companies and proxies to gain control over 90% of the Saigon Commercial Bank. She then secured loan approvals to ghost companies, tapping SCB for cash and stealing the equivalent of over 3% of Vietnam's gross domestic product. Land and her co-conspirators were also convicted of bribing officials, $5.2 million, and she bribed the officials to overlook the violations. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, I've been stealing money. Don't worry about it. Just look over there. So Trayong Melon was sentenced to death. I read as much as I could. I didn't know when they were going to put her to death and or how they were going to put her to death. But believe me, as soon as I find out, you will know. So Trayong Melon was sentenced to death yesterday in Vietnam. Be sure to follow me on my social media accounts at JeffyJFR on X, Jeff Fisher Radio for Instagram and Facebook. You can follow me on my YouTube page, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can email the show anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You should become a member of Blaze TV by subscribing to Blaze TV, and you can go to blazetv.com/Jeffy, promo code Jeffy. I think that gets you $20 off a year's subscription, and that helps keep this show free. You can also order a Cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo. Now, you know, that isn't free. I know I have to charge for that because that's the deal. That's the way Cameo works. But you can order a Cameo from me, and I'm happy to do the Cameo for you at JeffyJFR on Cameo. So we have the Masters, the golf tournament going on this weekend. If you like golf, that's a huge event. If you don't like golf and you need something to sleep by, put the Masters on, and pretty soon you're going to be gone, and you can wake up and you can get caught up on what's happening out there on the course. We also have the 2023-2024 NBA regular season wrapping up this weekend, and then we head into the playoffs of the NBA. Good luck with that. And we'll see what else is going on in sports. Oh yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers are going to kick off the 2024 NFL season. It's going to happen on September 6th of 2024, obviously. It's the first time that the game since 1970 that the NFL has played a Friday night game on the season's opening weekend. Pretty amazing. So these two teams, the Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles, will take each other on in Brazil, the beautiful Sao Paulo. And the game will occur at Corinthians Arena, the home of Brazilian soccer team Corinthians. Thank you. And you've seen it probably. It was used in the 2014 World Cup games and the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics. Also, the game will stream exclusively on Peacock, which is owned by NBC Universal. So if you live in Green Bay or Philadelphia, you'll be able to watch the game for free, but on your local markets broadcast. But other than that, we're going to have to pay for the Peacock app to watch the game. I know. Don't look at me. I get it. It's just another app we have to purchase. They're going to drive me. They're driving me to purchase this app. I know. Driving me crazy. And Shohei Ohtani, Major League Baseball's superstar. They just, federal authorities charged the former longtime interpreter. Remember, they said that he stole, I don't know, $4 million from him. Nope. They've charged the interpreter with federal bank fraud, alleging that he stole more than $16 million from Shohei. Wow. Okay. We shall see if that's actually true. I hope it's... No, let me rephrase that. I know that it's true that Shohei Ohtani is missing $16 million. Was it all him? I mean, that's what we're saying, right? And it had nothing to do with Shohei, and he had nothing to do with it. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, he just signed that $700 million 10-year deal. Hello. What a great deal. Do I believe it's possible? Yes. Could have the interpreter be speaking for Shohei to take some money and Shohei not know what's going on? Yeah, I guess. Sure. Could absolutely happen. No problem. According to investigators, Mizuhara made more than 19,000 wagers between December 2021 and January of 2024, nearly 25 bets a day. The wagers range from roughly $10 to $160,000 per bet, averaging around $12,800. Estrada said investigators did not find any evidence Mazzara had wagered on baseball. So the guy that said he hadn't wagered on baseball is U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada. And he also said in his statement that Ohtani is considered a victim in this case. So there you go. I mean, that means that that gets him absolved of any wrongdoing, which people were really concerned about, that it was him. So MLB said, well, you know, given the other information we've already collected, we're going to wait until resolution of the criminal proceeding to determine whether further investigation is warranted. Yeah, if it comes out that he was gambling, hello, goodbye. Now, you can't, and obviously the big deal would be that he was gambling on baseball, not necessarily gambling, but that he was actually gambling on baseball. And he knows he's done. He faces up to 30 years in federal prison, Zahara, the interpreter, if he's convicted of a single count of bank fraud. So the criminal complaint detailing the scheme through text messages, financial records, and recordings of phone calls showed even Mizuhara knew the game was over. In a message to his bookmaker the day that ESPN broke the news, technically I did steal from him. It's all over for me. Here's another thought, though, and I believe I've had this thought before here on Chewing the Fat for Shohei Ohtani, who is, you know, Mr. Baseball, $700 million deal, playing baseball in America. He is the face of baseball. The guy is, you know, pitching, batting. The guy is awesome. Learn to speak English! He's been here long enough. So someone, I don't know, a family member, a friend, an attorney, the baseball team, the Dodgers, Major League Baseball, speak English! And then it'll be okay. Oh, hey, I got an email from chewingthefat@theblaze.com or to chewingthefat@theblaze.com from Tess. And very nice. And I want to thank them for the email. And you're welcome, because this actually helped my wife's granddaughter the same way. The email starts with, I told my wife about QP goat soap after hearing it on this show. And CTF. And we got unscented starter kit, dish soap, laundry soap. We got the unscented because most scents are overly strong and aggravate sensitive noses and skin in the family. It's kind of weird using a bar on my head and beard for shampoo, but it works. I know. Wife is impressed by how little she needs to use to clean a single load of laundry. Got it. The second daughter has occasional eczema breakouts. Yeah, my granddaughter, my wife's granddaughter, for the past 20 years. She struggled washing dishes when working fast food jobs because of her sensitive skin. QP goat soap is the only dish soap that she can use that doesn't cause adverse skin drying or irritation, yet still do the job of cleaning effectively. It's very important that your daughter realizes that she needs to have that job of cleaning effectively. Even as I spread the word to my friends and neighbors here, thanks for telling me about QP goat soap. You are welcome. And you know, look, they're a great company. My man Quinn Pittman is trying to take care of business, and so if you want to help him out, qpgoatsoap.com, qpgoatsoap.com. promo code Jeffy gets you 10% off the order. That's an unsolicited ad. I just wanted to let you know, and you're welcome, and I hope everything continues to work well for you, your family, and I hope your daughter continues to clean effectively. So let's get out of here. Let's cause a little. I got a joke of the day today that ties into the lotto. So just remember, you got the Mega Millions tonight, which is 120 million. Jackpot, 55.8 million cash payout. I mean, okay, I'll take it. That's tonight, which is the 12th of April, 2024. And then tomorrow, we have a Powerball drawing, which is Saturday the 13th. Ooh, that'd be a nice anniversary present. 46 million is the jackpot, 21.5 million cash payout. Joke of the day. A woman came home screeching her car into the driveway and ran into the house, slammed the door, and shouted, "Honey, pack your bags, I won the lottery." And the husband said, "Oh my God, what should I pack? Beach stuff or mountain stuff? Doesn't matter. Just get out." See, that's just wrong.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.